WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Each week we pick an artist and trace our musical roots for 2 hours. And tonight's show is special for all sorts of reasons. It is my final Cause and Effect. The show is not going away. JJ has been kind enough to sort of pick up the reins where I left off. And it sounds like a bunch of other RIR DJs are going to continue the exact same kind of show that I've been doing all along with JJ. And then I'll probably return from time to time to help out with fun drive stuff and, I don't know, emergency last minute filling in for somebody kind of shows. Thank you for everyone who donated during the fun drive. I don't know if anybody listening heard the fun drive show, but it was hands down my favorite Cause and Effect we've ever done. It was so much fun. We had so many great volunteers helping out. So thanks to all who volunteered and helped us make that fun drive happen, and for all of you who donated during the show. So I'm going to take the opportunity for this final show to do an entire 2 hours on my favorite art. Well, I can't say favorite. It's always hard to choose just one favorite artist. But someone who, since high school, has really remained one of my favorite musicians of all time. And when I say his name, most people have no idea who he is. They ask to repeat it, and then they still don't know. And then they go, oh, wait, is that the guy? And it's never who they think it is. So tonight's show is going to be all about who I consider to be an American songwriting legend and production legend, record label owner legend, mustache legend, perhaps. One of the greatest lyricists of all time, Lee Hazlewood. Barton Lee Hazlewood was born in 1929 and sadly passed away in 2007. He was an American country pop singer, but he did so much more than that in his songwriting, which we'll get into as the song progresses. He also was a record producer, as I said. So as an arranger, composer, producer, writer, actor, performer, I mean, he helped supervise artists who were either failing or up and coming. So he really had so many skill sets that very few people in the music industry managed to have. So many of them all tied into one. And then you have that ridiculously distinctive baritone voice that added sort of this unbelievable resonance to all of his music. And then the words. And it's not very often I tell people, hey, you should really pay attention to the lyrics for a show. But tonight is definitely, absolutely one of those shows. So I'm going to talk a little bit as the show progresses about all of the people he's worked with and helped sort of jumpstart their career, including probably the most famous of which would be Nancy Sinatra, Dean Martin as well, but really Nancy Sinatra, when people think of Lee Hazlewood, they think Lee and Nancy. And we're going to talk about some of his cutting-edge recording techniques, guitar tones that really help shape rock and roll, rockabilly, surf music, the wall of sound production style that Phil Spector borrowed and sort of honed on his own later. He had a mustache before it was unbelievably cool to have a mustache. So I think, you know, if you're not familiar with Lee Hazlewood after hearing tonight's show, you'll go, oh, that guy. So a few more little details. He was born in Oklahoma, then bounced around from Oklahoma to Arkansas to Kansas, Louisiana. He grew up listening to a lot of pop and bluegrass and country music. Then spent his teenage years in Texas, where he's exposed to a lot of the Gulf Coast music traditions. Unbelievably, Hazlewood actually studied at a Methodist university in Dallas for a medical degree, kind of hard to imagine. And then off to the Army he went, Korean War, where he began to do not just Army things, but DJing as well. And then following his discharge from the military, worked as a disc jockey, ending back in Arizona and sort of honing his other passion, which was songwriting. So we're going to kind of pick up from his beginning years as a DJ at KCKY, playing early Sun Records artists like Elvis, early rock, hillbilly music, and then introducing some of the characters that enter Lee's life in this early phase of his career. So we heard the Leuven Brothers behind me from Satan Is Real. That song is called The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea, and that's an example of what Lee grew up hearing and some of the music that he was playing and the music from the artists that he was playing that were influenced by. And then I'm going to go into just a whole bunch of a really cool early rock and roll, and of course it will include a Lee song as well. So welcome to my final Cause and Effect. I'm Lee Hazelwood.
Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But
that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. We got married in a fever.
Woke up Sunday morning and I thought that I could sing, but I can't. No, I can't. Woke up Sunday morning and I thought I heard bells ring, but they don't, and they won't. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart. Got a letter from my mama, but she didn't send no cash, send no cash, not a dime. Got a letter from my sister and she's still writing trash, writing trash. Top 40 trash. Oh, it's dark. Yeah, it's dark in my heart. I asked a man some questions and he told me just the truth, and I didn't believe him. I asked a girl for loving and she walked in the phone booth. That ain't cool, in the phone booth. Oh, it's dark, yeah, it's dark in my heart. Met a girl in New York and she had a lot of class, a lot of class, tourist class. Took a girl to L.A. but she said it wouldn't last, wouldn't last. And it didn't. Oh, it's dark. Yeah, it's dark in my heart. Oh, it's dark. Yeah, it's dark.
My woman. Don't trust any kind of woman. She'll always let you down. And the first thing you know when your back is turned, get your ever-loving fingers burned. I thought I had me a woman, a woman that would be true. I thought that with her married, her love would always be true. But the first thing I knew when my back was turned, got my ever-loving fingers burned.
What is healthcare.gov? It is a website that makes it easier to find healthcare coverage and clearly explains how new rules like Patients' Bill of Rights in the Affordable Care Act will benefit you, your family, or your business. You can check out healthcare.gov regularly to stay current about the benefits available to you and informed about what's ahead. This program is supported by Founding Underwriting, Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees. Sticky Rice is open for lunch daily. Each weekend, Sticky Rice Chef prepares a creative brunch menu in addition to regular lunch selections. Serving 7 days a week, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours. Sticky Rice, 2232 West Main Street in The Fan and on the web at stickyricefan.com. And last but not least, today's broadcast is sponsored by the Oystoberfest at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Ginter Park this Saturday, October 6th from noon to 6, featuring fried, steamed, and raw oysters fresh from the bay, paired with brats, beer, bands, and a kid zone. For more information at oystoberfest.com. I am Light News Girl. This is Cause and Effect, my final Cause and Effect, and it's all about one of my favorites, Lee Hazelwood. We heard Jimmy Bowen, and actually, I think now is an excuse to put up some more music. Carson, could you do me a favor and forward that one?
Yes.
You're a superstar. All right. So, we heard Jimmy Bowen with Ever Lovin' Fingers, and it's important to include him in the set because not only was he sort of like Lee in the fact that he was also a record producer and performer himself, key to sort of building blocks of the rockabilly rock and roll sound. He had not only worked with Lee, but is the man who introduced Lee Hazelwood to Nancy Sinatra. So you can't have a set without Jimmy. We heard Lee Hazelwood with Dark in My Heart. It is the last song on the Lee Hazelwood LP B-side, It's Cause and Cure. It's Lee Hazelwood, It's Cause and Cure is the name of the record, from 1967. And I think it's just a fantastic example of his ridiculous lyrical style. I think it's really modern and kind of timeless. It's adult and comical, but still kind of cool cat. Just wonderful. Johnny Cash with Jackson, a song that Lee and Nancy covered. Johnny Cash, often compared to vocally because of that deep baritone voice, so he could be considered an influence and a peer. We heard Elvis Presley with That's All Right. It's one of the Sun Sessions. There's a kajillion variations of that particular song, but the Sun Records technique, early recording technique, is something that interested Lee, and an example of what Lee was playing on air. And Howlin' Wolf at the beginning of that set was Smokestack Lightning. Important to play because Lee's first hit song, The Fool, which was for Sanford Clark in 1956, kind of borrowed, if you will, a lick from the song Smokestack Lightning. So there you go. Why not add the building blocks to Lee's first single? We have Surfin' Hootenanny Behind Me by Al Casey, another partner in crime of Lee's. He played guitar and worked with Lee for so many of these early recordings, remained a lifelong friend, also key to the rockabilly surf guitar sound. And if you remember from my John Peel show a couple weeks ago, this song is also one of John Peel's favorite songs of all time, too. So we're going to follow Lee. He's been DJing. He's befriending some youngins like Dwayne Eddy, Waylon Jennings. But then he goes to L.A. for a little stint to try to make it in music, but doesn't have a whole lot of luck. So he comes back to Phoenix and starts a recording studio, starting to build some labels like Viv, which I think is wonderfully named after his wife at the time's favorite cosmetic company. And so he's really building on the early part of what will kind of make him the famous producer and songwriter that he became. So we're going to go into another young artist that he helped shape, and he wrote the song and produced it, and I'll tell you more about it after I start talking, or stop talking. So this is going to be, hold on, I'm going to put on my headphones for this, Rebel Rouser by Duane Eddy.
Is high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. He lay, he's fine, he loves her so much he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Thank you. it needs her so. It wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye.
I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes, while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl waiting out for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head.
back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, 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 going back to Houston.
Oh man, we didn't forward that track. We're gonna stop that one. Yep, press stop and then forward it one. Yes, here we go. Sorry about that. Last show, why not have a couple extra bonus? Well, is this a says you'll never? Is this even the right song? Yes, here we go. Shackelfords. We'll get it right.
Shining diamond, you can have your cross on them. You can have your friends so fancy, but you'll never have my love so true. You think love is a bought with money, you gotta learn that's not true. Thank you.
You want to hear some classic country, honky-tonk, rockabilly, New Orleans R&B, funk, punk, found sound oddities, and other free-form fun all based around a single theme? Then be sure to tune in to The Lee Show, Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on 97.3 FM WRIR, streaming online at www.wrir.org. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, man, I love that Lee guy. He does have one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites at the station. But, you know, I tried to pick a show that was appropriate fit to tonight's theme of music so far. And Lee's show certainly does the trick. So let's talk about what we just heard for this Lee Hazelwood theme show. We heard the Wildcats with What Are We Gonna Do in 64. And the Wildcats were, in fact, the Blossoms, who were Duane Eddy's vocal backing band, who was basically made famous and shaped by Lee Hazelwood himself. And I think so important to mention is we have the hint of what most people would call that Phil Spector wall of sound thing going on. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about why we should really credit Lee for that and not Mr. Phil Spector. We heard the Vanguards with A Stranger in Your Town, also produced by Lee from 1966. And a friend sent me a link today. It looks like Light in the Attic, who is a record label, they put out two Lee records this year. They're doing yet another Lee Hazelwood box set type thing of 45s, and it's going to include a lot of these wacky produced 45s. I mean, Lee's been a part of so many different record labels. I'll list them off later on. But all these cool, weird acts that aren't very well known but are terrific songs because produced or written by Lee, sometimes both. And they're going to be all in one record, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I guess it comes out on Black Friday, so whatever that date, you know, after Thanksgiving is. We heard the Shackelfers with You'll Never Have My Love So True, and I had mentioned that Lee moved back to L.A., and this is when he started doing some solo work, and then he also did this kind of collaboration with Marty Cooper, who was another former kind of pop singer-songwriter guy. And they put together sort of a knockoff version of, I don't know, the Kingston Trio or the Limelighters, you know, popular folk kind of group. They never did very much as far as charting, but they put out two records. And you can hear Lee's snazzy baritone voice peeking through during that song. We heard the Sharps with Have Love Will Travel. And no, it's, oh, wait, no, first Dean Martin. Song written by Lee, and rumored has it that NASA has played that for one of the space missions early on, maybe even the moon one. I love that Lee has made it to the moon. That's kind of amazing. Then we heard the Sharps with Have Love Will Travel, and it's not the garage rocky version that you probably were perhaps expecting to hear with the song titled by the same name. But that version was written by Lee Hazelwood in 1958. And we heard Sanford Clark with The Fool. And this is Lee's, like, one of his really first big hits. It charted number 14 on the country singles chart, number 5 on the black singles chart, and number 7 on the Billboard Top 100. And then Clark ended up touring with Ray Price, Roy Orbison. So opened a lot of doors for Sanford Clark while they had met in working together in Phoenix. And I think there is still, oh, and here is the important tale of Duane Eddy. So he met Duane Eddy as a high schooler. He was a ridiculously talented kid who was hanging around the radio station where he was a disc jockey. And so he starts working with some of his songs. The one we heard tonight was Rebel Rouser, which is obviously no vocals, just an instrumental hit. But it sort of dabbles in that rockabilly thing. It's really founding what will become the guitar surf sound. And to get that reverb, slap back, echo chamber sound, Lee used a metal grain elevator tank to make that reverb sound. And that really changed the way music was recorded because that became a hot style. And his business partner at the time, Sill is his last name. I'm totally spacing on his first name. They had a publishing company together called Greg Mark. And Sill met Phil Spector, who signed him as a songwriter, brought him to Phoenix and basically let him observe the Duane Eddy recording sessions. And that's kind of where Phil Spector learned how to record. So if you're a fan of that wall of sound thing, now you know who you should really thank for teaching the ways for Phil Spector to sort of hone that sound. And sure, he really perfected it, but he would have not gotten that bass down without Lee Hazelwood. So really couldn't be any more important to the history of the sound of recorded music. And still, such a shame. He is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Carson. Can you believe that? Just absolutely cruel. I don't believe it. So we're, Carson is my best intern ever, and I'd like to just take the time to say thank you. You're already good for a track or a CD player, too. She has been a peach helping me for the last year. Nope, you're good. It should be where it is, and then I think we're going to be moving that guy to one more. Yep. So, yeah, she's been an incredible help during these last 12 months, and as a senior, let's hope she gets into a school that she wants to go to and makes us all proud, which I know she will. So we had Donna Butterworth behind me with California Sunshine Boy, another produced by Lee song from 1966, also very girl group Phil Spector-y. But again, remember, Phil owes it all to Lee. That's the one thing I want you to take away from this, besides falling in love with Lee's music and maybe becoming a fan yourself. So we're going to bring Lee back to LA in the early 60s. He's made his first solo album with Trouble Is a Lonesome Town. He's done the Shackelfords. He's hired by Reprise as basically a house producer. Enter a little lady named Nancy Sinatra, who was kind of floundering as a solo artist before she met Lee. So let's get back to some more music. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect on WRAR.
Tell you, baby, I'm not the loving kind. cracks and you'll do fine. Cast your tears into the sea. Don't waste those good tears on me. I'll tell you, baby, I'm not the loving tell you, baby, I'm not the loving kind. So you better move on down the line. I told you so, I never lie. Love's a train I'll never ride. I'll tell you, baby, I'm not the loving kind. Not the loving kind. Not the loving kind. Not the loving kind. We'll be right back.
Are you ready, Boots? Man, I've always wanted to say that.
Here's a little song about Boots and a darling named Nancy. You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. That's right. And someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. This is the part of the song where Billy Strange raised his hand and asked if he could leave the room. You keep lying when you ought to be truthful. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. And you keep saying when you ought to be changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. Listen. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Get it. The part of the record where everybody said, why, that can't be number one. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Well, I just found me a brand new box of matches. And what she knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You put on your boots, and I'll put on mine, and we'll sell a million records any old time. Yeah! This is the part of the record where the engineer Eddie Brackett said, if we don't fade this thing out, we're all gonna be arrested.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl, and this is Cause and Effect, my final on Lee Hazelwood. And I'm actually gonna jump right back into a song, and perhaps my DJ name will make all the more sense now.
I told you that I'm Lightning's Girl, but you keep hanging around. If Lightning never catches you, he's got to put you down. About 6 feet. Stay away from Lightning's Girl and this part of town. Stay away from Lightning's Girl or he'll put you down. Yeah. Better stop your grooving round. Another rooster's hen. If Lightning ever catches you, got to do you in. In about 2 minutes. Stay away from Lightning's Girl and this part of town. Stay away from Lightning's Girl or he'll put you down. Mm-hmm.
comes lightning down the street. While you stand there just talking, if I were you, I'd start to move and tell my story of walking about 100 miles an hour. Stay away from lightning, girl, and this part of town. Stay away from lightning, girl, or he'll put you down.
And I so be on your way. I guess all the things we've done don't matter much to you. All the times that we made love, and now you say we're through. But this time you won't see me cry or look for sympathy, 'cause this time won't be like the last time you said goodbye to me. Even though inside I'm upside down, I won't show no pain. Even though you're leaving me, won't leave me the same. And I won't cry. No, I won't cry. So be on your way.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by VCU Arts and the Virginia Center for Architecture, presenting an exhibition of designs for the VCU Institute of Contemporary Art by Stephen Hull Architects, September 13th through October 18th at the Virginia Center for Architecture, ica.vcu.edu. WRIR is sponsored by Style Weekly, presenting Hogtober 2012 with beer, barbecue, and bands on Libby Hill Saturday, October 6th from noon to 7 p.m. A portion of proceeds will benefit the Church Hill Association. You can find more information on the web by searching Hogtober Style Weekly. And Screen for Life. If you are over 50, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer, but screening tests can find it early when treatments are most effective. Stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Medicare and most insurance plans. Hold on, I'm going to turn a little Tom Waits down here. Medicare and most insurance plans help pay for colorectal cancer screening. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and this station, WRIR, 97.3 LPFM. So I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. The time is 8:09, and this is the second hour of a whole show dedicated to the man, the legend, Lee Hazelwood. So yes, behind me, Tom Waits, is Martha. Lee covered this song on the Poet Fooler Bum record circa 1971. And we heard a super long set there. We heard Ill Wind with So Be On Your Way. And Lee produced that for 1965. It was a reprise 7-inch. We heard Beat Happening with Me Untamed. Calvin, the singer from Beat Happening, and also owner of K Records, is a huge Lee Hazelwood fan. And I'm sure it might not have anything to do with his very deep baritone voice. We also heard Nancy Sinatra with Lightning's Girl. And, you know, there's always that one song in your life that sounds like it was written for you. It's just whatever the genetic makeup of a song is, it speaks to you on every possible level. Well, that is that song to me. Absolutely my favorite 45 of all time. Lee Hazelwood with These Boots Are Made for Walkin'. And sure, I could have played Nancy Sinatra's version of that song. Certainly that's what made her a superstar. Put her on television. I mean, it really would be made her a household name, even though she was already sort of Frank Sinatra's daughter and people were familiar with her. But These Boots Are Made for Walking really put her over the top. So, Lee Hazelwood wrote a string of hits for her, produced her. And I think what's really interesting about Lee Hazelwood's role and why I, on the website, WRIR.org, named tonight's show about being a two-sided mirror. Because what's cool about Lee as a writer is he wasn't just writing songs that he himself would put on an album. He would also be given an artist to work with and kind of work, hold up a mirror to that artist and work a song around their skill set. So it was still very Lee Hazelwood, but truly represented the artist. And I think that's such a remarkable skill to have. So Lee did a version of These Boots on the very special world of Lee Hazelwood. And I think, I don't know, it's always fun to hear the original writer do the song. We know Nancy made it famous, but hearing his version, it's less sexy, it's more sass. It's kind of the same thing I get when I hear Burt Bacharach doing one of his own songs rather than, I don't know, Dionne Warwick or something. We heard The Kitchen Sink with Determination, and they were active in 1961 as The Illusions. Then they changed their name to Y'alls, did a 1966 single, and then moved to L.A., changed their name one more time. Yet again, they changed it to Armageddon later, but while working with Lee Hazelwood, recorded under the name The Kitchen Sink. We heard The Whiz Kids with Bodacious, and I have Kenny hanging out in the studio with me tonight, and he mentioned that that particular song sounds like when things go awry in the Brady Bunch household, sort of wacky horn section fun. That sounds like that would be playing in the background. We heard Graham Parsons International Submarine Band. The song is called Luxury Liner. And, you know, this is yet another dimension to Lee Hazelwood's career. Is so he handpicked a not very well artist, Graham Parsons, and sort of had honed him to make this record. And then all of a sudden, he joined the Byrds, recorded Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. And Lee was actually not very happy about this decision for him to jump ship to the from the International Submarine Band to the Byrds. So there was a whole big legal issue. Lee tried to get him pulled. But nonetheless, eventually, this record, the Safe at Home album, was finally released. And it's really one of the founding alternative country albums. So alt-country is a genre. You can thank Lee Hazelwood for that. And sure, the Byrds record gets lots of attention. I get it. Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Also kind of a twist, weirdness on country. But Lee kind of helped invent that whole wrangled sound of taking country and making it something a little bit more modern and sassier and approachable to way more than just the country and western listener. So yet another, I don't know, another reward or kudos to give Lee. And we heard Dino, Desi, and Billy with Not the Lovin' Kind. The song was written and produced, well, by Lee Hazelwood, but he basically, this group was Dean Martin's son. You had Desi Arnaz Jr., who was the son of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, and then their friend Billy. So imagine riding the coattails of that sort of super group, kid group. They're like 18-year-olds. So between 64 and 69, they decide that they're going to try to make it as rock stars. They don't actually know how to play their instruments. So they hired some big guns like Billy Strange and Lee Hazelwood and Jimmy Bowen to basically write a record and compose it, produce it, and shape these gentlemen to become stars. Didn't quite work, but nonetheless, we have some interesting, unusual Lee Hazelwood productions and songwriting tossed into the Dino, Desi, and Billy camp. And the beginning of the set was Ramona King, What About You, and I want to add one more kind of wall of sound thing to just prove, yep, Lee did it and was really good at it, and that was from 1962. So behind me, I talked over, the Tom Waits song, which we already mentioned, and then Leonard Cohen is behind me right now with the Stranger song, and I've done a whole cause and effect on on Leonard Cohen, so I don't feel terrible about talking over this beautiful song. Lee actually covered a song that is credited to Leonard Cohen and Bob Johnston, again on the Poet Fool or Bum record. It was a track called Come Spend the Morning. So Lee, a peer and a little bit of a follower, often when people talk about what Lee Hazelwood sounds like, Leonard Cohen's name comes up and, you know, they maybe make a joke about a mustache and a cowboy hat or cowboy boots. So now Lee has put out a couple albums through MGM. He did The Very Special World of Lee Hazelwood. He did Lee Hazelwoodisms, His Cause and Cure. Jumped back to Reprise, where he recorded his first collaboration record with Nancy, which did very, very, very well. And suddenly Lee, given some star quality power and money, was green-lighted to travel. He went to Paris, where he made Love and Other Crimes. And then, oh, Kenny, taking a picture mid-moment. I am the most distracted DJ ever. I guess it's my last show. I should have a photo of it. So we're heading into some more folks that Lee has written for, one of which is going to be Waylon Jennings, you know, big country star. And Lee had written the song She Comes Running for Him. We're going to, of course, get into some of the Lee and Nancy stuff and on all of the bands that were inspired by the Lee and Nancy duet. So lots more to come in the next 45 minutes. I am Cause and Effect, Lightning's Girl. I will stop talking now. Let Leonard Cohen ride out for a couple more seconds.
So say I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger.
When loneliness is knocking at my mind, happiness is something I can't find. Pleasure seems 40 miles behind. She comes running. If I stand in someone else's rain, feeling 40 million miles of pain, she knows just what and who's to blame. She comes running. If my dreams all turn to seeds, if my flowers turn to weeds, she knows exactly what I need. She comes running. On the day the world puts me down, in some empty space in the ground, I'll bet if I make a sound, she'll come running.
The Golden Gate in San Francisco Bay. I've seen the Empire State and walked down Old Broadway. I've seen the Northern Lights in some Alaskan town. Since I saw you with him, I move around. I've seen a movie star at Hollywood and Vine. I've seen the Zanzibar and heard the Big Ben chime. I've seen the Eiffel and I've been in New Cape Town. Since I saw you with him, I move around.
Thank you.
Barcelona cry. I've seen old Singapore, the bridge on River Kwai. I've seen the Mardi Gras and been in one horse town. Since I saw you with him,
popping on for a second to get back to more incredible music. We have Tom Rush behind me with No Regrets, a song that Lee Hazelwood had also performed and recorded. We heard Lee Hazelwood with I Move Around from The Very Special World of Lee Hazelwood, 1966. Just one of the most complex relationship breakup songs ever. You have horns and this massive string section that comes out of nowhere. You've got the biting words. There's the weird Spanish flavor to it. There's a lot going on in that song, and I'm just crazy about it. We heard Waylon Jennings with She Comes Running, written by Lee Hazelwood, and a song that Lee also produced for him. We heard Leonard Cohen with The Stranger Song, which I already talked about. And I'm going to go right back into more music, because there's so much great stuff going on. And so Lee is hanging out with Nancy, traveling the world, falls in love with Sweden, is spending more and more time there, and basically becomes a world traveler with a home base kind of really out of all of the other countries. Sweden seems to be the place that embraces Lee the most. He does some albums there. He has TV shows happening there. Strangely enough, nobody knows about him in America. Sweden, the man is a superstar. So we're going to get into some more songs that Lee has written, things that he and Nancy Sinatra have done together, some covers. So we're heading into the later years of Lee. So we enter the 70s and move forward from there. I am Lightning Skirl. This is Cause and Effect, all about Lee Hazelwood.
Now there's no more. not so long ago, just outside Paris, Arkansas, a young lady had a mountain to climb.
Gonna climb up this mountain, 'cause there's one thing I know. My daddy's in this mountain, digging Arkansas. I hear my mama calling. I'll let her wait 10 minutes more. She'll be sore, 'cause I like to lay on the ground and listen to the sound of my daddy digging Arkansas coal.
I was born in this mountain, been down here since I was 9 years old, and I know someday I'll die in this mountain, digging, digging Arkansas. Arkansas coal.
Mountain, 'cause there's one thing I know. My daddy's in that mountain. Digging Arkansas coal.
She fell in love with my singing. She knew the bell started ringing. She thought there was only earth there, but me, I just live for the clapping. Flowers and asked her to marry me,
but all I heard was the clapping.
Now she cries with a cigarette at the window.
We'll
Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hello again. This is Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl, finishing up the final 20 minutes of a whole show dedicated to one of my favorite artists of all time, Lee Hazelwood. Behind me is the Lee Hazelwood 98% American Mom and Apple Pie 1929 Crash Band. It's a version of his song In Our Time. We heard Holly Golightly covering Lee Hazelwood with Sand. The Tender Sticks with Isabella Rossellini, very much inspired, and yes, the actress Isabella Rossellini, inspired by Lee Hazelwood, and that song was called A Marriage Made in Heaven. Just beautiful. I'd never even heard that before tonight. Shame on me. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with Arkansas Cole. I know everybody loves the first record, but holy cow, that song from the second album, Nancy and Lee Again, is absolutely bonkers. You have Lee and Nancy doing three distinct voices. You have Nancy as the little girl and then kicking it up a notch to play the mom. Lee doing the voice of the dad. Just brutal storyline. Blows my mind every time I hear it. And that's from 1972. We heard Morning Dew covered by Lulu. And you know, Lee covers this song, but it's actually not a Lee song, which some people seem to think it is. It was written by a Canadian singer named Bonnie Dobson in 1962, and it's really become sort of a standard. But Lee covered it on Love and Other Crimes. So people think Lee sort of retired from the music industry by the 70s, but he was really just hanging out in Sweden, becoming a superstar and traveling around Europe. More and more people are discovering his records, and even though at the time they're still pretty rare, they're super influential from people like Vanilla Fudge, Lydia Lunch, Primal Scream, Entombed, Einstürzende and Neubauten, Nick Cave, The Cure, Jesus and Mary Chain, metalheads like Megadeth of all things, Beck, Slow Dive, you have My Bloody Valentine in the shoegaze world. So Lee is influencing so many people way, way outside of the sort of country and western thing. So I'm going to play a song by Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands, and it's called Let Me Down Easy. And Mark gets the credit for being the one to turning me on to the music of Lee Hazelwood. While I was in high school, he was my sales rep at Sub Pop. He was a drummer in the Screaming Trees, and hadn't quite really started doing the lots of touring thing. And he sent me my first, not one, but I think two Lee Hazelwood records. So thanks, Mark Pickerel. You're the best. So here's a track by him, very Lee inspired.
Come a little closer where I can hear. Explain the way. Yeah. let me down easy. Explain it to me slow. We've got all night, so don't you touch that door. Let me down easy. Explain it from the start. We've got all night for you to break my heart.
Secrets are tell you about Phaedra.
Learn from us very much.
And how she gave me life.
Look at us, but do not touch.
And how she made it.
There's a dream I've been sitting for days. Day. Yellow trees, Indian waters flowing softly on their way. There's a dove. Some hope.
To Stockholm.
place where the sun never shines. But the people don't care because the snow over there is so bright, they nearly go blind.
WIRLP 97.3, I am Lightning's Girl. This has been Cause and Effect, all about Lee Hazelwood. So what we just heard, behind me is Amina with Lee Hazelwood, one of Lee's final recording from 2007. It's called Hilly at the Top of the World. Amina is an Icelandic group. We heard Erland Oya with No Train to Stockholm. There was a tribute to Lee Hazelwood called Total Lee. That was on Astroworks in 2002. And that was one of my favorite songs from that compilation. Mark, who I talked about a little bit ago, the drummer from the Screaming Trees who worked at Sub Pop, tried to do a comp of his own in the 90s, but unfortunately it never happened. I know Nirvana and My Bloody Valentine were some of the people rumored to be a part of it. And he had made a mixtape of the songs that he was hoping to have on this album. And it's still, out of all the compilations that exist of Lee's massive catalog, literally there's hundreds of Lee records between singles and full lengths. Mark's mixtape on a handwritten little label, still my favorite. We heard Susie Jane Holcomb with Lee Hazelwood for A Day Like Today. That was off of the Cowboy in Sweden album from 1970. And then Steve Shelley reissued this album as well as a handful of others in, I guess he started doing that in the 2000s, and then had actually brought Lee Hazelwood to New York City to do a bunch of promotional events. And I was fortunate enough to meet Lee and share a shivas and hear him talk about some of the films and things he had done. It was an honor. So thanks, Steve Shelley, for that. Nancy Sinatra with Lee Hazelwood, Some Velvet Morning, from their first collaborative record in 1968. That was on Reprise, the first of three records they did together. Dean and Britta with You Turn My Head Around from, it's a cover of a song from Cowboy and the Lady album that was with Anne Margaret, another record that that Steve Shelley had put out on his label, Smells Like. And then Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands with Let Me Down Easy. So we had Lee passing away in 2005. He had renal cancer, and he passed away in 2007. 2005 is when he released Cake or Death, his final album, and he actually did some touring around it, which is just crazy. Tough cookie, that one. So, two more songs, and Paul's Boutique is up next. He has been kind enough to let me stay on a little bit later to play in full my final two songs. Thank you, Paul! So, thanks, everybody, for what a great, great 4 years. Thank you, Carson. Mwah! Kenny? And thanks, WIR. And you, fine listeners. Let's see. I'm going to turn this up a little bit more. Get a little bit of Lee in the background. So the final two songs for this evening. Big deal. First time this has ever been played on air, ever been heard by the public. Stephen Brodsky of Caven has done a gorgeous cover of Your Sweet Love by Lee Hazelwood. It will be on his upcoming EP, which comes out early next year. The EP is called Hit or Mystery. So we're going to hear Your Sweet Love. And I think if we can sneak it in, Lee Hazelwood's My Autumn's Done Come.
Yeah.
And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning's girl. Paul's letting me play one more song. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, WRIR and JJ, for carrying the torch next week.
Kiss all the pretty ones goodbye. Give everyone a penny that cries. You can throw all my tranquil pills away.
Man, I'm a jerk. I totally meant to mention that Jamie has a show from 1 to 3 this evening. I guess it's technically Friday. And it's called Love and Other Crimes, and it's named after Lee Hazelwood. So if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, you should absolutely check out Jamie's show. Sorry, I won't talk anymore. Good night, guys.
My autumn's done come. Let those I don't care days begin. I'm tired of holding my stomach in. No more slinky folk dolls for me. I'll take Sears and Roebuck dolls gladly. 'Cause my autumn's done come. My autumn's done come. Done come.
Music.